Dave Lamb brought to you by
American Leak Detection.
And here's Dave and his Lamb.
Thank you. Well, as we mentioned in E! News, two YouTube-inspired horror movies, Backrooms and Obsession, were the darlings of the box office over the weekend and really for the last several weeks in the case of Obsession, which meant that The Mandalorian and Grogu slipped to third place this weekend, a 70% drop from weekend one to weekend two. So it kind of met or exceeded expectations weekend one.
Yeah.
But it kind of tanked in weekend two. We'll see if it has any kind of staying power. And obviously, it didn't cost as much money as Solo, arguably the biggest flop in Star Wars history.
Yeah.
And so it will definitely make money in the long run, especially as a driver of subscriptions when it moves to Disney Plus. But I took a field trip last Tuesday. I once again went to my favorite theater off the tollway because they have very early morning shows in very premium formats.
Where off the tollway?
Like Park or Parker, somewhere up there.
So is it Plano?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I wanted to see this as soon as I could after it came out because I'm a Star Wars nerd.
No, I love this show. Like, of all the spinoff shows that they have, The Mandalorian is my favorite one.
Yes. And
isn't it everyone's?
I think so. Although season three was terrible, but the first two seasons were great.
I don't even remember it.
I think Andor is...
Andor! We forgot about Andor. So on Roddy T's, the critics are giving the Mandalorian and Grogu only 63%. So that means, according to critics, there are only four other Star Wars movies that are worse. Attack of the Clones at 62%, The Phantom Menace at 54%, The Rise of Skywalker at 51%, and The Clone Wars at 18%.
The Clone Wars, is that animated?
I guess that's an animated movie. There was a show, but also, a movie. Audience score, though, 89% for Mandalorian and Grogu, which is fourth from best.
Do critics, when they go into something like this, does every critic have the knowledge that, say, we might have, having seen every Star Wars, every Mandalorian episode going into this? Are there some critics that are like...
I don't think it's a prerequisite.
Well, I know. That's the problem, though. Because if you're just a critic and you're like, I'm going to go see this space movie. And then you're like, well, I don't even like space movies, first off. And you know what? This one, I don't know. What's that little green thing?
Do you think they think Star Wars is, quote, just a space movie?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know.
It's Star Wars.
I know. But if you're a movie critic, are you that? If you're a 35-year-old movie critic.
Yes.
You've seen every single Star Wars.
It doesn't mean you're fanboy, but it probably means you're well aware of the materials.
Okay.
Sure.
So the main criticism...
Star Wars.
The main criticism that I've seen about this movie is that it is essentially season four of the TV show all strung together in movie form, which is not...
You saw it?
Yes.
It's not entirely false, but it does have a higher production value than the show. And there is, there's more air. There's, you know, a bit more scene setting and world building than in the show. I mean, I think the main thing is that if you go into it thinking this is going to be a quote-unquote Star Wars movie, pretty much every Star Wars movie, especially the original trilogy, you have different storylines that are being interwoven. You're jumping from here to here, you're following this group, and then you're jumping to this group, whereas you're basically just following the Mandalorian and Grogu the entire time. There's not a lot of other plot points. It's just, what are they doing now? And so I get that criticism. But to me, I thought it was incredibly fun. There's so many good fight scenes. A lot of great Mandalorian badassery.
Which is what I love. And we found out that in the badassery, that John Wayne's grandson is inside the suit.
Yeah.
To make it even more kick-ass.
Yeah.
Did you like it, Ham? Did you enjoy?
I did enjoy it, yeah.
Okay.
I think my concern with all of these has been, is the target audience an 8-year-old or everyone?
It is. Well, so it's rated PG-13 for sci-fi violence.
Okay.
And I was kind of, you know, rolling my eyes and shrugging my shoulders at that, because I thought, man, I really want to take Wells to see this movie. And then I'm glad I didn't, because it is pretty violent. Like, when the it's almost John Wick style violence from The Mandalorian.
You don't, your kid is two. You can't take him to that stuff. He's two.
But I want to. You'll learn about bounty hunters sometime.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
The other thing that people are railing on.
That's like 8 is the minimum age for that.
That's when you want to teach him about bounty hunters.
Yeah. So the other thing that people are complaining about is Rota the Hutt.
Yep.
So this is the son of Jabba the Hutt.
Really?
And it is voiced by Jeremy Allen White. And I...
Does he sound like the bear?
No, I never would have guessed. Like, if you didn't tell me who voiced Rota the Hutt and you asked me to guess,
yeah,
I never would have ended up at Jeremy Allen White. But okay. What people don't like about it, I think, one, he is kind of like in the Marvel, like in the Thor movie, where the Hulk is a gladiator in a space arena.
Mm-hmm.
That Rota the Hutt is kind of, he has this same fate, that he has been kidnapped by this warlord and he is having to earn his freedom by fighting in the ring.
Does he look like Jabba?
Well, he's like Jabba, but he's ripped.
Okay, so Jabba
He's still a space slug, but he's ripped.
Okay, that's a little weird.
He's got pecs.
Yeah.
Okay, that's weird.
Yeah, and so... The
wow, he is ripped.
The way they
look at the shoulders,
the way they play it off, the way that they make him move. I mean, obviously it's ridiculous CGI, and it's you have to suspend your disbelief, but it's Star Wars. But the way that they play it, you can accept it. You can accept it. But the other thing that people hate about him is that he's like an emo Hutt. Like, he's like, I don't want to be like my family. And I just,
is he a good guy?
It's for you to find out. Spoil too much, but
because, man, there was obviously Vader was the primo villain when we were growing up, but Jabba was not too far behind. Like, we were all, when Jabba got killed, spoiler alert, by the way. You all right?
Hey, I'm fine.
Okay.
Princess Leia knew, like, what she was doing.
Jumping up and down as Jabba's taking the chain and all. Yeah, take that, big fat ass. Yeah.
Yeah, your tongue's sticking out now.
Yeah.
Big fat turd. So the other part is that there are the Hutt twins. So Rota the Hutt's aunt and uncle who live in this, basically this swamp fortress. And... they are, I don't know if there's like Game of Thrones level incest in the Hutt family, but they're creepy because they're always like curled up with each other and smoking from the same hookah and just, they're just nasty. And they do have a nod to Return of the Jedi. It's not a Rancor pit, but I guess that's a feature.
Yeah,
of all Hutt palaces, as you got to have the trap door.
right.
And so there is a new creature that is introduced that is really good.
Okay.
Enjoyed that. The other things that I would say were good about the film, you have the Anzellans, you know, Babu Frick, the little mechanic guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
From Rise of Skywalker, I guess.
Yeah.
So he has, I don't know if it, is it Babu Frick or is
it
just...
I don't know if it's him.
It's just more of his particular race, but there's 4 of them, and they are hilarious. Like, they're just their one-liners in their little gibberish.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they are, there's a side quest with them and Baby Yoda Grogu.
Yeah.
So I love them. So it's like they're Ewoks, but they don't suck.
Right. Ewoks sucked.
Yeah,
Ewoks, even when I was 12, Ewoks were terrible. That Ewoks sucked.
But the Anzellans are great. But then the other thing is people are like, well, there's no like character development. Nothing happens. You know, it's not art. But I think the cool thing is that as opposed to the beginning of the show where Grogu, Baby Yoda, is like this helpless little thing, like he's coming into his adolescence and he is having to show some initiative and some ingenuity, and at some point tables get turned and he has to be the one that is taking the lead. And it is like kind of a coming of age story of Grogu.
Does he speak?
No, he still doesn't speak. But I think that those people that are saying nothing happens, I think you do see character development in this little puppet.
I just love the concept of the Mandalorian. I just, everything about it. I love that guy. And it's Pedro Pascal.
Yeah. Couple other things, or one thing that I didn't like, Sigourney Weaver as Ward, a New Republic general or whatever, that could have been anybody else. Her performance is really wooden, and I would have liked it better if it was a no-name actress or actor. It didn't need to be Sigourney Weaver. And but so here we have the theme. Ludwig Göransson is the
my favorite,
the guy who has written all the music for The Mandalorian. And so you get many iterations of this theme that are woven throughout the movie. That's kick-ass. But also there's a visit to a very urban planet, industrial planet, and the music gets kind of techno, and like the music is cool. Yeah, not like that, but the music is cool. And if you are a super Star Wars nerd, like nerdier even than I am, like if you watch the Clone Wars animated series, there are nods to that series. And, and also Dave Filoni, who helmed that series and now has taken over all of Lucasfilm, he has a cameo as an X-Wing pilot. So you get to have kind of these fan service items that, you know, make it fun. So I give it a B+.
Okay.
Ooh, a B+.
B+.
Okay.
You know that's right.
I'm gonna go.
I mean, I would encourage seeing it on the big screen. You can wait till it's on Disney Plus in 6 weeks or whatever. Yeah. But
Bob will watch it on his Apple Ring.
I'll get there. Very busy
on his Ring doorbell.
About to get Cup Finals, NBA Finals.
Yeah, but I would encourage you, if you like Star Wars, try and catch it while it's still in theaters and see it in the biggest format possible.
Okay, that's hot.